Many blind and partially sighted people, along with other disabled employees, use the service Access to Work. Now, this is a government system which helps to pay for things like assistive technology or adaptations to the workplace. It could be travel to work, could be support workers. It's all designed to help those with disabilities into the world of employment. Now, with lockdown firmly underway, it has thrown up some barriers or some issues around the operation of Access to Work. Charities have come together to look at this and work with the government department. And Phil Ambler is with us at the moment. He is from Pocklington. Phil, you know, Access to Work is a great service, but it has had its issues in the past, and perhaps now, you know, there are more issues on top of this.
The main issues probably fall into three categories at the moment. The first is around submitting claim forms and the need for physical signatures. So what's happening at the moment, if people put in a claim form, they need to get it signed off by their manager or support worker with a physical signature, and the customer then needs to send that copy of that form with their own signature access to work. So what that means is multiple trips to a post box, so the forms can go back and forth between people when we're meant to be self-isolating or social distancing. The second issue relates to support staff. At the moment, people are changing the way that they work. So this is either due to having to be home working. So in terms of support staff, some support staff are being furloughed. The third relates to delays in general. So there's delays in payments being received and also in new applications being processed. I suppose there's probably a fourth area as well, which is a general point around clear information. There's not really anything online, though. Obviously, if people phone the Access to Work helpline, the advisors can provide them with the latest guidance.
Access to Work does support a lot of people, Phil. So does that mean that many charities have come together? Because they all have, I imagine, in this shared problem.
Absolutely. So I chair something called the Access to Work Forum on a regular basis. And there's about 30 charities, organisations involved. So organisations like my own, like Thomas Pocklington Trust. We also have RNIB, Macular Society and Sense. I mean, other organisations would include Disability Rights UK, Action on Hearing Loss, Scope, MenCap, and so on and so forth. There's a lot coming together. And what's interesting and valuable is that the issues that are coming from all those different organisations around access to work that they're getting from the people that they're talking to, they're all quite similar. So that adds us with a lot of weight when we're talking with the Department of Work and Pensions. There's a number of people who are having problems here and experiencing these issues.
What progress has been made so far? Have there been any accommodations?
Yeah, so the Access to Work team, they have actually been working quite hard. They're obviously restricted with coronavirus and the issues there. And we, as charities, are obviously going to be pushing very hard on behalf of the people that we work for and we work with. The first relates to prioritising all payment claims that are received for Access to Work customers. The second is around prioritising applications from key worker roles or people with jobs starting in the next 4 weeks. The payment is still going to get processed, but it might not take the time that you'd want it to. It may be delayed. The third relates to extending the period within which people can submit their claims. So normally there's a 6-month window for claims to be submitted. This window has now been extended to 9 months. There's a fourth one which relates to where customer awards are coming to an end, and those awards are now being extended by 6 months. And then finally, going back to the claim form issue that I talked around, there's a solution that's been put into place that deals with the need for a signature from a manager or support worker. What can now happen is the line manager or support worker can provide an email confirmation that the customer can then print off that form and send it on to Access to Work. What still needs to happen, though, is that form and still needs to have a signature from the customer, which still needs to go in the post to Access to Work. That's being worked on by the Access to Work team. I believe there's issues around data protection and IT security. Obviously, for us, the big impact is it does mean people are still having to post that. So we want to see that resolved really, really quickly. We'd ideally love to see a lot more information being put out there. I know there's work going on to put information on the pay web pages. We know that the Access to Work advisors are being briefed.
Just finally, Phil, if people have any questions, any issues as well, is there somewhere that they can write to or get in touch with?
So in the first instance, I'd always advocate contacting Access to Work. Their phone number is 0800 121 7479. You can always contact organisations like Thomas Pocklington Trust or RNIB. If you go to RNIB, their helpline is 0303 123-9999. And if you want to get in contact with Pocklington, you can email our employment team on employment@pocklington-trust.org.uk.
Phil, great news to hear that there are steps forward. We'll continue to let people know about the changes, but for the moment, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem at all. Thanks, Alan.